Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klamim Ches Simon Aleph. So Chayadim now gets involved in a prat in the language of the Birchus HaZimun, and then he talks about the idea of including the first bracha, etc., in the Zimun. Okay. V'layomer mi tuvay chayinu. The mashma miksas tuvay. We say uv tuvay chayinu. It says there is potentially, the Gemara discusses a potential nusach of umi tuva chayinu. The Rosh Hashanah took of his goodness and gave us life. But the language of that sounds like the Rosh Hashanah chose only to give a small amount of goodness. He took, there's this large amount out there, and he took some of it, mi tuva, he took from that, and he gave us life. So we're, as it were, seeming to limit the chashivish that we're giving to the present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given to us. It was just a small amount that he gave us. That's inappropriate. We need to look at it as this tremendous gift that it is, and that Baruch Hu, with his goodness, has given us life. That this is mamash, a full expression of Baruch Hu's goodness. And that's how we're supposed to look at the gift of life. Okay? Now, the Gemara says that a person changes the lashon of uv tuvoy to mituvo, he's considered a boor. A boor is an empty person. Like, you talk about a boor is an empty, right? So a boor is an empty person means, I think that the Gemara chooses that appropriately, that if he understands the value of life, he could never just say that the gift of life is just a slight goodness of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gift of life is the most extraordinary expression of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu created a world. He created each individual. He sustains us at every single moment. And that is how the Baruch Hu interfaces with the world from a position of chesed. That's the only appropriate way to understand what we're living, what we're getting. Okay, now the Chayyadah moves on to the question, like we mentioned before, how much is really the idea of the Zimun? Is it just the introductory words, or is it the benching itself? If you look at the basic Iker Halacha, the basic Halacha itself, the appropriate thing is that the Mavorech himself should say the Bracha. And the other two members, or more members, of the Zimun would listen, and using the property of Shemei Ka'ina, and by listening as if you said it, they'll be yotzei their benching, and this way they will actually bench together. So you can't get more together than this process of only one person's benching, the other ones are being yotzei together with them. So that really would be the appropriate way to do the Zimun process, that we're going to do this together, mamash as one. We're dealing with the mitzvah deraisa, and chashin and shema yiftum achshavtam below yishmu. We're concerned that the people, the listeners, will not stay focused, and if during the listening their mind wanders, so they would not be yotzei benching. We discussed this once in regards to the definition of how much listening is called listening, and what's called that your mind has wandered. So in regards to the mitzvah of Kriya, listening to the Megillah, which is a mitzvah not midiraisa, it's a midivrei sofrim, it's a mitzvah of the midivrei Kabbalah, midivrei Kabbalah, which means it's from Tanakh. There's a mitzvah that we have to read the whole Megillah, and if I don't have my own Megillah and I'm hearing somebody else read it, I'm yotzei my mitzvah through his reading, which Shemei Ka'ina. So what happens if during that very long Kriyas Megillah, my mind wanders? So how wandering is called wandering? So he said over from the Tshuva's Eretz Tzvi, that was Rav Tzvi Frumer. Rav Tzvi Frumer was the individual who was chosen after, in the Yeshiva's Chachm Lublin, where Meir Shapir was the famous founder of the Daf Yomi, was the founder of a special yeshiva for Iluyim, for geniuses in Poland. And when Meir Shapir was Nifter, the Eretz Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Frumer, became the Rosh Hashiva there. So the Eretz Tzvi says the following test. He says sometimes, you know, let's say when your mind wanders, when you sort of stop wandering and you come back to yourself, you know immediately where you are. So it means you haven't totally lost track, because as soon as the distraction stops, you've been listening with a half an ear because you know exactly where you are, you know where they're at. And sometimes what happens is when the wandering ends, you say, I have no idea where I am. You have to start looking to find where you are, like to figure out what exactly he's saying. What's he saying now? So if in the first situation, he says, even though there is some level of your conscious mind has wandered away, some level of your mind is still connected and listening. So that's called that you are listening. But in the second scenario, your mind has totally wandered away, and you would not be Yotze, Kriyas Samael, in that situation. So that is not an uncommon problem. So Megillah is once a year, twice a year. Once is Medivah Kabbalah, once is Medivah Rabbanan. So you can work on staying focused. It's exciting, it's new, etc. But this is a person could be benching every single day, or every week at least, and the chances of the person staying focused is a great concern. And therefore, we do not do that system as such, but rather we do it, like he's going to explain, Rav Hashem, in the next piece of the Chayyotim, which will be tomorrow's shir, or the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.